dance with the monster that's under my bed. Get along with the voices inside of my head.
You're listening to Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford on ESPN 850 WKNR.
Stay connected to your Cleveland Browns for the latest draft news, photos, videos, and much more from the team. Like them on Facebook at Cleveland Browns. Follow them on Twitter at Browns and on Instagram at Official Browns. He is Jim Donovan. I am Vic Carucci. This is Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford, and we are very happy to be joined right now by a longtime pal who covers the National Football League for USA Today. He is Jim Corbett. Jim, you're down there in Orlando, right, at the meetings?
Yes, I am, Vic. How you doing, buddy?
Doing great, man, and thank you for taking a couple of minutes with us. Some interesting, I know it's not maybe earth-shattering stuff, but some newsy stuff on the rules side or whatever, game management side. Let's start with what was announced today. Reviews, there will be a kind of an oversight or consultation in a central location in New York with replays of plays. Explain that and give us some thoughts on that.
Yeah, how you doing, Jim? I guess it's phone a friend for referees, right? They'll be able to call.
They'll have Regis Philbin do it.
Yeah, there we go. And I don't know what you get deducted if you get it wrong, but anyway, the idea is that now the referee will be able to consult with Dean Blandino in Central Command or Mission Control, if you will, at Park Avenue headquarters, where the league has a fantastic setup. And I don't know, Vic, if you've seen it, but the idea is that they have all the games on all these television feeds with many angles, and so Dean now will be able to, and the officials there will be able to help and assist on a replay call, controversial or otherwise, just give the crew guidance on, hey, we need to do this or looks like that. So with the way John Mara described it when I stopped him in the hall here, and he was a big proponent about it, was saying it gained a lot of support today and they voted it in, is really that it streamlines the process, it leads to more consistency, and as Doug Whaley, the Bills GM, told me, let's get it right. We have the ability to do that. So it just makes so much sense.
Yeah, and that's the big thing. I mean, sure. You want to get it. Hey, Jim, very, very interesting comments coming out of the mouth of Mark Cuban about the demise. He predicts almost a doomsday type of situation in a period of about 10 years to the NFL because of greed and too much oversaturation on television and concussions, and it's gone on and on. Has that had an effect down there at the owners' meetings, or do they just say, oh, there's Mark Cuban again popping off?
Yeah, only a few guys I've heard, Bob Kraft, pretty much said, hey, our game is growing, and it just sounds like jealousy to me. It's, kind of petty, and the idea is that, hey, look at, who are you looking up at? You're looking up at the NFL, and they just received from CBS, she told me the package, Vic, I'm not sure of the money, but that was the reason why the salary cap went up to $133 million was the package that CBS paid for Thursday night games, and we know that's going to be a better product as a result of that. Mm-hmm. Yeah, the games were not as good, potentially. And so the idea is maybe that one rule that they're talking about or the bylaw where the Redskins proposed expanding the rosters from 46 to 49 on games other than Sunday, will work or help. But the idea is this game is only going to get better. And, we're seeing what's going on here now. We're talking about expansion of playoffs, and as long as they're not going to an 18-game schedule, as long as they get rid of one more, of course the NFLPA has to sign off on it, but as long as they get rid of maybe one of those preseason, if not two preseason games, I think they're going to be in good shape for a long time. And let's face it, this game is only going to grow more and get better. So I just think it's just petty jealousy on Mark Cuban's part.
Yeah, and the fact that the NFL can just name their night, on major networks, not cable now. They dominate now. Sunday Night Football is the top television show in America.
Yep.
Okay, and now you're going to go to Thursday night. I mean, the NFL is commanding television ratings.
Yeah, you're right. And then Saturdays come week 16.
Sure. There you go.
see if we do get the playoff expansion for next year that everybody says is pretty much inevitable. It's just not going to happen now. Again, the NFLPA would have to sign off on that, but for that to happen. So I agree with you. It's like name your night, and that is the NBA, seven nights a week, but not always a marquee game. And, you know, yeah, maybe it's when Jacksonville is playing, somebody else is pretty lowly. The Thursday night game is not quite the draw, but hey, I think, you know, we know that you're always going to get decent quality of football. And we saw the league get better at having more of the divisional matchups late last year, and I thought that really worked well too.
Yeah, Jim Corbett joins us from USA Today, and you're right. They, you know, you haven't gotten to the point yet of oversaturation. I think that's the key to figure out what the fine line is between having more and not too much. But Jim, let me ask you this: speaking of maybe too much, there's another bit of legislation that was passed today. Dean Blandino announcing that no more dunking over the goalpost, which was kind of a fun thing to see. But I guess after Jimmy Graham, the Saints tight end, had done a dunk, hung on to the post a little too long in Atlanta, caused it to tilt askew. And then, of course, the stadium crew down there, the dome crew, had to go in and take time to, you know, get on ladders and get it evened out again. The delay that caused resulted in now they don't want any more dunks, which had been before had been permissible.
Now, did Dean identify Jimmy as a tight end or a receiver when he tilted that goalpost?
That was the thing, right? Either whatever he was, he did a bad thing now in the eyes of the league.
I think that's a good thing. I mean, let's face it. I mean, it could still be off kilter, and, you know, we think the guy on the ladder fixed it right, but we're not sure, and they're talking about, you know, the idea with goalposts going forward now, either narrowing them for kickers or raising them by 5 feet if Bill Belichick gets his way after what happened with the Ravens last year. I think that's a good rule, a common sense rule, and unfortunately it takes away some of the fun aspect of it. It's a no fun league all over again, but what if somebody gets hurt? And, you know, I think you're looking forward on that towards player safety probably.
And Jim, on the issue of delays, taking us back to the question of the replay, the central location, and having, you know, that be the case where they go to New York for those replay perspectives. I've heard some people weigh in on Twitter today, a lot of concern that this might be adding a delay, the potential that, you know, I know you've got a central location, and obviously there's going to be a bunch of different people monitoring. So when replays are coming in at the same time and 1 o'clock kickoffs or 4 o'clock kickoffs or whatever it might be on a Sunday, that you obviously won't have to wait and take your turn, take a number until they figure out, the Regis Philbin, challenge review.
Yeah. And I think the average for last year was either 305 or 307, per game, which is probably right about what TV wants. But, yeah, longer than that is going to be a problem. And so, yeah, you're right. We're getting some games dragging towards 4 hours into the 5 o'clock hour after a 1 o'clock kickoff. So you do worry about it. But I think Dean and his crew have been working this in the background, and they've talked about the wireless communication that is going to be in effect. And you always wonder about, snafus that, may occur with electronic or situations. Everything's encrypted, though, so we're told that it should be good to go. You see headsets go out now and again with the communicators for coaches to quarterbacks, so you have to, in the back of your mind, wonder. But I think they've kind of said everything's smoothed out as far as we can tell you, and it's going to be, better. And that's where John Mara had said that they were really encouraged by it, and everybody kind of went for it, really supported it, it being a faster process.
You know what I was, and I throw this out to the two of you, but what I feel that they became very sensitive to, and I'm going to go to what Fox did, and the adding of Mike Parrera up in those booths, and his immediate seeing of a replay and coming up with a definitive, that's a bad call, that needs to be changed, that's a good call. Now what Jim said earlier, Vic, about, the overriding thing is let's get it right. And I'm wondering if they became a little bit more sensitive to that, because I think they did. I really think that became a very effective tool in the Fox telecast.
I think that's a great point, Jim. And, it probably expedited this process. And, you know, John Mara was saying, is this central, you know, going to be that step towards having everything centralized like the NHL?
Yeah,
not yet.
Yeah.
But that's probably the next step down the road. And it's probably a good thing that Fox had some, you know, foresight in getting Mike Pereira in there, who has great vision on the game.
Sure.
And, you know, is a great guardian of the game. So I think that's a good point, and it's led to a really good, I think, improvement of the game. We'll find out, but I think it's a step forward.
We're talking with, and he has covered the National Football League now for a long, long time. I mean, this guy, I think we go back to, Jimmy, you're, let's see, Westchester? Was it Westchester Today or whatever the paper was called back in?
Yeah, the Journal News covering the Jets, yep.
Yeah,
and a lot of coaches came and went. It was like Kansas.
You've seen a lot of them, but he's now with USA Today, Jim Corbett. Jim, more stuff to be talked about at these meetings, or at least there was reference. I don't know if it's officially on the agenda or being voted on, but what do you know about the potential for playoff expansion?
Yeah, I think, Vic, that will be tabled, you know, probably till next year. I mean, it's one of those things that everybody said is inevitable. It's going to go down the pike. It's just a matter of I think everybody needs to get their arms around it and know that going forward they do it right. But I think we've seen the numbers, and I think over the past 10 years it's the lowest it's been was an 8-8 team, and last year we would have had Arizona in there that was 10-6, and I think 2 years ago it would have been Lovie Smith who lost his job at 10-6, right?
So yeah, that's right.
That type of team, you know, you want to see that type of team that is almost a de facto team that has gone on to win the past few Super Bowls up until this year was a, you know, 10-6, 9-7 wild card team like the Giants were and like the Green Bay Packers were when they got hot and won. And even the Arizona Cardinals, when they lost to the Steelers, were that team that got hot late in December.
Well, Jim, great update on what's going on there in Orlando. Thank you for taking the time to join us, my friend.
Always enjoy it, guys. Thanks for having me.
All right. Thanks, Jim.
He is Jim Corbett from USA Today. Again, checking in with us from Orlando, Florida, the site of the owners' meetings, the NFL meetings, where all this legislation, the new rules, and Jim, there'll be a lot of smaller, less publicized rules that you're going to get this, you know, these releases on or a booklet, and you're going to have to study up on you and Deke for the broadcast.
You know, Vic, I do want to say one thing that I always wondered about, and it was the unequalness of the way television did games. You know, some games get 4 cameras, some games get 12 cameras, and that's the deciding factor in this replay. And putting more cameras on the field at the NFL's expense on the goal line, I'm all for that because I think that, you know,
you got to even this. I mean,
you have to even it up.
Why is it more important to get it right on a Monday night or a Thursday night national game where there are more cameras? Or 4 o'clock, national versus the 1 o'clock game again here in Cleveland that might be reaching a much smaller audience.
Well, I mean, when we played the Jaguars this year, I was asked to bring a video camera myself to help out. And I think that should not be on me. That should not be on me.
No, you've got enough to do. You're up in the booth. You're trying to
carrying the weight of the world. I got to get Deke from the parking lot to the booth. That in itself is a full-time job.
Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford, which tees us up for after further review. That is coming up next. Vic Carucci, Jim Donovan, ESPN 850 WKNR.